I wanted a cigarette, but reaching for it seemed a noisy affair. Not loud enough for anyone to hear me from the bedroom. I wasn't worried about that. I didn't want to make, well, any sound. Absolutely still. Dead still. Rock still. Bolted to the floor and long empty tubes for my arms. Long enough like that, and it would all go away. Or better, much, much better, they would come for me and take me out, lift me up and away, and say, "Everything is all right. Of course you failed, but you were only..." I shrugged mightily, violently, forcing my boots to make that horrible, rasping, barely audible shuffle across the carpet as I stepped up to the door and eased it open with my wet hand. Upper lamp on lowest gain, glowing down to white sheets and yellow hair and golden skin, so much gold for so little skin, and all of it, the gently rising flat tummy, the wide eyes closed or shielded or hidden, the positively dreamlike sweep of lines from throat to forehead and back again to the partial view of more yellow hair, but tufted, promising more hair and more gold, all of it glowing back up into the lamp, shaming it, shaming me. I could feel her. From the doorway, I could feel her. And she was real. Karen was real, had been all along. This other thing, this vague dream, this fantasy, only now half remembered of a ship of my own without cares or destination or, face it, purpose, this sloppy goal, was never as real as the vision of her exquisite promise in my bed. I stumbled out the door, easing my wet hand trembling from the plastic door. I sat, then lay on the couch, my tubes and trembling neck. Why didn't I? Why didn't I? A worthless sacrifice, a horrible choice, even if it was real, even if it did hurt, or especially, or not. I slept, my face feeling sunburned somehow, blasted,